The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
It's just going to be like half high.
Thank you very much for listening to the Evening Show podcast. Gordon Smart here with producer Vin.
Hello. I've just turned. I'm wearing your headphones.
Are they hot and loud?
Yeah. Blimey. I'm really feel like deaf, I've gone deaf now.
Oh, I'm really worried about my hearing, Vin. Don't tell me this.
Well, I think the moral here is that we shouldn't swap headphones ever.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what's worse? Is one ear's worse than the other.
Oh, so is it?
I often think the headphones are broken.
But actually, it's you.
I'm broken. Right, this is the Evening Show podcast, and we've got some great stuff, some really good rock and roll stories kicking around this week, including Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis.
I like this.
Behaving like a rock star. There's not enough of that, Vin, is there?
Yeah, but it didn't go too far.
No.
But he made a scene.
Yes.
And you want a bit of a scene. You want a bit of entertainment from your rock and roll stars, don't you?
That's especially when they're not at work.
Yeah.
You know, out of context, rock stars really behaving quite
badly. Just an odd man with a moustache, isn't he?
He is. He's a curious man with a moustache. I once had a really odd interview with him in Paris. And we've got a mutual friend. So I mentioned his name and he got really panicked by it.
Is that because he knows the dirt?
Probably, yeah. And it was also just like the idea of promotion and work sort of entering his personal life.
Right, oh, I see.
And it really unsettled him. And it wasn't. It was meant to be sort of a settler to make things more comfortable.
And it went the other way.
I terrified him. So fortunately, I didn't get the angry point. But Flea was amazing. Came in with these LA Lakers slippers on. Do you want a pair of AFC Wimbledon slippers?
No, slippers. What have I got?
That's your Christmas sorted, Vin.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. I've got a scarf and a cap. That's it. No footwear.
It's all you need. So, yeah, a couple of rock and roll stories for you. And we've got a great classic album, Youth and Young Manhood, Kings of Leon's debut.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it, it started in the UK, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a great album. Although, when we were researching this...
It's weird, this, isn't it?
We found a little nugget, didn't we?
Yeah, the Bermuda Triangle of streaming services. We couldn't find Youth and Young Manhood. And it's taken me a week, and I still haven't found a reasonable answer.
So it's not online anywhere. It's not on a streaming site. It's not. You can't go and buy it, even.
Yeah.
And some people were saying that they had bought it previously.
Yeah.
And so the copy they have, you know, they still have. It still exists. But you can't go and get it now.
It's really weird. Because there's Holy Roller Novocaine, which was the EP.
Yeah, which had half of the, well, you know,
yeah, Molly Chambers,
three or four of the songs on it. So those still exist. But the rest of the album's not there.
It's really bizarre. If anybody knows, get in touch. We would love to find out.
I'm going to hang on to it. I've got it on CD.
Yeah.
So it means I'm going to hang on to that now.
It's the only one you need from the 10,000 CDs you got. Anyway, hope you enjoy the Evening Show podcast.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Melancholic Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Zephyr song, all very peaceful, all very friendly, all very nice. Oh, but Anthony Kiedis has got a temper on him. Now, anybody who's read Scar Tissue, his autobiography, will know that he's had a very interesting life, and he is a bit of a character, prone to some fairly wild behaviour over the years, and he showed a little glimmer of that just the other day in LA at the Staples Centre when he was watching the LA Lakers playing against the Houston Rockets. Now, he was there with bassist Flea, having a lovely day out, watching the basketball. Flea, of course, massive Lakers fan, good friends with Meta World Peace, one of the players. If you ever interview him, he will often wear his LA Lakers slippers. That's how much of a lover he is of the LA Lakers. Anyway, the game was pretty lively, right? Houston Rockets was a bit of trouble, somebody got sent off, and somehow Anthony Kiedis got involved in the melee that followed. If it was Scottish football commentary, it would have been called a stramash. It kicked off. And you've got to go and watch this footage, right? We've posted it up on Twitter now, at Radio X. Go and have a look. Anthony Kiedis doing what I would describe as the football point. When a man just takes full control of an angry point. And anyway, he ends up getting lobbed out. He gets horsed out of the Staples Centre, which I think is proper rock and roll behaviour. And I should say that is an appropriate way to behave when you're an idol to many. It was magic. That's what you want. The best part of it as well, though, is watching Flea, who remains completely calm throughout the whole thing, just enjoying the whole spectacle unfold. And he posted a little message on Instagram afterwards, Flea, just talking about it. He said, "At the Lakers game last night with my dear brother, it got crazy at the end, but man, I get so satisfied, deeply drinking in the depth and beauty of the game." Let me translate that for you. Flea loved watching his pal Anthony getting right involved in a scrap at the basketball. Kind of expect it if they were watching Sheffield United, who Flea supports, of course. But not. Go and have a look at radiox.co.uk or on Twitter for a bit of footage of the angry point and the stramash that followed. While we're talking Chilis, though, there is new music on the way. Their 12th studio album is coming, and that is the follow-up to 2016's The Getaway. I cannot wait to hear that new music.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Getting ahead of myself there, sorry. Classic album chat tonight, Kings of Leon, Youth and Young Manhood. We're going all the way back to the summer of 2003. which is 15 years ago now, and it's making me feel old. I remember at the time, right, Kings of Leon were part of a bit of an American wave, a big invasion into Britain. Scissor Sisters, Killers and Kings of Leon, all representing different parts of American culture, quite camp in some parts, but also very hairy in the Nashville direction as well. And I remember thinking, why can't I look like that when I'm 23 years old? Caught up with them eventually, right enough. Now there's too much hair. Anyway, this album, it came out in July in the UK, a month before it came out in America. So, we always say they're a British band to us. They got their big break on these fine islands. It went to number three in the UK and has gone platinum twice since then, which is a huge, huge thing for a first album. Feature tracks including Red Morning Light, Wasted Time, Holy Roller, Novocaine, Molly's Chambers, Joe's Head, California Waiting, the list goes on and on and on. What a debut album. The version of California Waiting was a re-recorded, updated version. It was originally on the Holy Roller Novocaine EP, which I'd a little listen to earlier on. It's special stuff. Now, the band argued about which version is best. They put the second version on the album, but Caleb has said since he preferred the EP version. In fact, his words were, "We kind of sabotaged it on our album, tried to play it really punk rock. I still think it works." Anyway, recorded in Malibu and in Nashville. I'll tell you what, you can really hear that as well. Kings of Leon at the most scratchy, hairy and raucous. It's an album made by a proper Southern States garage band. You can tell they had an interesting life up until that point. Now, the NME called it one of the best debuts of the past 10 years. Rolling Stone agreed. They said the band knew when to jump up and testify with tambourines banging. And that pretty much captures it. So why not get in touch with me tonight, 83936 and at Radio X on the old Twitter as well. Tell me about your memories of this album, Youth and Young Manhood. What does it remind you of 15 years ago when you were listening to this for the very first time? Now, as part of this, this is the pleasure. We get to play two songs from that album. I've got Molly's Chambers, followed by Wasted Time.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
Our classic album this week, Youth and Young Manhood, 2003, the summer. Gosh, 15 years ago, can you believe it? Kings of Leon. Chris has been in touch, he also calls himself a massive legend on Twitter. Big smiley face for Molly's Chambers. How good was that? You just heard Wasted Time second there. That was the third single from the album, co-written with the album's producer, and I have this for a name, Angelo T. Petraglia. What a name that is. There was a 10-inch silver vinyl release as well, and I played Molly's Chambers before that, which was the second single, and there is an alternative version of that. You might have heard it, a slower version with a different guitar solo, and the band call it Molly's Hangover. I think that might be from experience. They do like a little bit of the old Nashville brown liquid, we will call it. The title came from Thin Lizzy's version of Whiskey in a Jar. You can definitely hear that in there. Now, the song you can hear in the background. Oh, it's good, isn't it? Holy Roller Novocaine. It is the album version, not the one from the EP with the same name, which came out a few months before Youth and Young Manhood. Listen to that. I'd imagine that's the song that just plays around the Follow-All clan wherever they go. Now, the album title, that was taken from a drawing of Moses' family tree. It was on the inside of one of their father's Pentecostal Bibles. There you go. You've learned a lot tonight about Kings of Leon. We will have another classic album chat for you next Monday night.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
One of my favourite things in music is a picture of Robert Smith with Brian, with Stuart Adamson from Big Country back in about 1984. They're both wearing, well, Stuart Adamson's wearing a Scotland strip from about 1983-84, and Robert Smith in a very, very tight England strip as well. No wonder his hair was standing up. Anyway, Scotland v England and all the rest of it. There is a bit of a story behind The Cure and gigs in Scotland. They haven't played there since 1992, 27 years, but that's all going to be fixed next summer at the Glasgow Summer Sessions. So The Cure are playing Bellahouston Park, and it will be special. First time since 1992, and those shows back then were meant to be really, really special. Anyway, back in Scotland for those dates. And it's part of quite a few headline slots they're doing at various festivals around the globe to celebrate 5 decades in music. How about that as an achievement? And after the shows they did in the summer there, it should be pretty special as well. Here are a few statistics for you as well. They've done 1,500 concerts, The Cure, 13 studio albums, and more than 40 singles. stick in some new material as well, and there you have a very special night. So Friday the 16th of August, Bella Houston Park in Glasgow, it will be magical, but I can guarantee it will rain. If you want to know any more of the details about that, I have put them up on Radio X right now. Go and have a little gander.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
One of the highlights of our year this year was going up to Manchester to see Foo Fighters playing at the Etihad. It was an amazing show. But when you see it up close, David Grohl, for a man of his age, of his vintage, he really throws himself into it. So it comes as no surprise, really, that he said he's ready to take a break after the Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold tour. It's not like he's gone at it half-cracked, I'm trying to find the right word there, but he's really thrown himself into it. So anyway, he said, so here we are, at the last seven shows of our tour, and I'm ready to take a break. Don't panic though, he says, I'm ready to do it again at some point. So this doesn't mean that it's the end or anything like that. In fact, it sounds like there is new material formulating in his very busy mind. He said, the new album, what does he say here? He says, when you start making records, it's almost like I don't hear songs, I can see the songs in my head. Because he doesn't read music, he says, I can see the songs in shapes and patterns, so I can see the next record already. I know that there's another one there. I don't know when, but I think I know what we should do. I love that. Really interesting. Pharrell Williams is the same. He can't see music, he can't read music, but he sees colours and shapes, and that's how he writes music. So if you can't read music, don't tell yourself that you're not a musician. There's always a chance for you. Find a way for it to work for you. Anyway, David Grohl says that he was talking about the band's longevity as well while he was discussing this. And he said, it's a trip. It's mad. It's a time warp. When I start thinking about all the things that have gone by in the first album, the second, the third, the fourth, and then I just think, wow, people really are listening to our stuff, and that is cool. Well, sounds like there's new material on the horizon at some point, but he does deserve to put his feet up, doesn't he? It's been an incredible couple of years on that Concrete and Gold tour.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
We've reached that time of night where I think it's time to have a little bit of story time. So, producer Vin, can we have some appropriate music, please? There they are, a bit more Catfish for you. Now, if you didn't know, there's a tradition in music. If you go and support a massive band on the last night of the tour, it's tradition for the big band to play a little bit of a trick on the band supporting you. When Catfish went on tour with Green Day, I think it's safe to say that they didn't become best of friends. That didn't stop the tradition carrying out, though, so when Catfish were on stage, they thought it would be funny, the old Green Day boys, to do a little bit of pyrotechnics and frighten the life out of the boys. But Van McCann decided that he would get his own back in one way, because the band, Catfish, were banned from walking along what is known as the Eagle Finger, the big walkway that reaches out into crowds during stadium gigs. So they were told, you're not allowed to do that, that's for Green Day. So after the explosion, after the big fright they'd been given by Green Day, Van McCann sauntered out all the way along the Eagle Finger and took the applause from Green Day's crowd. There is no better way to respond than with two fingers right up to the band that have just taken you out on tour. Anyway, they will not be on each other's Christmas card list, to say the very least.
Radio X.